This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Lawmakers in Texas are trying to figure out how to prevent another catastrophic failure of the state's power grid, like the one that caused millions of people to lose power 2 winters ago. One idea is to build new power plants with state money, but a recent study shows that would cost Texas 80% more than lawmakers are figuring. It's a problem cities and states across the country may also have to confront. Ali Budner has more on that.
Texas's winter storm Uri triggered a blackout of the state's power grid in 2021. More than a third of Texans lost power for days. Ed Herz is an energy fellow at the University of Houston.
The governor's own count is that 246 people died in the freeze of 2021 because they did not have electricity or heat.
Texas lawmakers are debating a bill that would fund several new natural gas plants to sit on the sidelines in case of crisis, sort of like a fleet of emergency generators. And Ed Herz is all for it.
The state desperately needs reliable generation to join the grid. It doesn't really matter how it happens.
Even, Herz says, with a price tag of $18 billion.
Texas went decades without spending money to maintain a reliable generation fleet. Now comes the payback, the catch-up.
Usually it's private companies that pay for new plants and sell the energy, but this would be taxpayers and ratepayers footing the bill.
We view that as a fundamental departure from a competitive electric market.
Michelle Richmond is executive director for the Texas Competitive Power Advocates, a trade association. She says the plan doesn't make sense, and it's kind of like buying a bunch of brand new cars
to keep in your garage just in case your main car breaks down catastrophically one day. That's inefficient and extremely expensive.
She says the private industry, fossil fuels and renewables alike, will have a harder time competing against a state-backed energy provider, and even existing power plants might be forced to retire early. Richmond says all that could make the power grid less reliable and not more.
The entire country is watching what's happening in Texas.
Everyone's kind of struggling with our climate's changing, their extremes.
Cyrus Reed is conservation director for the Lone Star chapter of the Sierra Club.
And how do we make sure there's enough juice on the system to meet people's needs?
With climate change wreaking havoc on weather patterns and grids across the country, meeting energy demand is going to get more challenging. Reed thinks having a backup power system is smart. It's just that this proposal is expensive and
it picks one technology, gas, which we believe is a technology that's on its way out.
Reed thinks the focus should be more on the demand side instead of on energy supply. In other words, conservation. Things like weatherizing homes and businesses to make them more energy efficient. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.